I want to begin this homily by playing a video. Now, it's a 7-minute long video, and it is silent, and there's much that is on the screen verbally. So you want to make sure you're sitting where you can see the screen, because if you don't see what's written, you'll find it very difficult to follow through with the rest. It's a silent video, but follow what's written on the screen. Some people said to me last night that I should just read what's written on the screen, but without the silence, I think the power is lost. So hopefully you folks at the back can actually get a glimpse of what's going on over here, okay? So this is a story of Ben Breedlove, as you see that on the screen right there, and here it goes. Were you able to read much of it? Okay. I'm gonna return to this clip in a little bit. Today we celebrate the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. And this feast takes us back to 431 AD, the Council of Ephesus. It was a controversy about Jesus, whether he was fully human or fully divine, or one nature or two nature. And the controversy defined who Christ was, that he was actually the Son of God, and if he was totally divine, then Mary is the Mother of God. Now, having said that, that's not where I wish to go today with my homily. If you heard the gospel reading carefully, the story continues of Jesus' birth. Last week we heard in the gospel reading how the angel, after announcing the birth of Christ, gave the shepherds a sign by which to recognize Christ. The angel had said, "You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Today's gospel tells us that the shepherds, they actually followed up on what the angels had said. They went to Bethlehem and they saw Joseph, Mary, and the infant in the manger. What I would like to do this morning is pick up three of the action verbs in the gospel reading and reflect upon them and find out practical implications for that. And those three action words are, two of them belong to the shepherds. First, they went and saw. Secondly, they announced, they made known. And third, Mary reflected. Three things that I want to talk about for today. First, the shepherds went and saw. Now think about it for a moment. The sign that the angel announced was really not that spectacular. How many times have you and I gone to a hospital to visit a mother who just gave birth to a child? It is beautiful, but it's not the most novel thing you and I have ever seen. But the shepherds went in haste and saw what the angel said they would see. Now, I wish we had more details about that experience, because all we can conclude is that their experience must have been so special that they went and announced it to everybody. Something happened. We have no details of that. I wish we did. But something about that sight gripped them, and they go and announce it to all people. Ben Breedlove also had an experience, one when he was 4 years old, the other when on December 6th of this of last year. So here is what I want to ask you. Folks, Christmas is just over, isn't it? Could you recall your experience of Christ this Christmas? Where did you meet Christ? This Christmas, when is it that you said to yourself, "Thank you, God, I know, I believe"? Think about the gifts you received. Your family and the friends that you shared food and gifts with. Think about your worship, the Christmas Mass maybe, or the prayer that you prepared for Christmas. When was it that you could say that this Christmas I had an experience of Christ? What I'm saying to you is, whatever that experience, no matter how spectacular or simple, that experience you had, that is God's gift to you. Don't let it pass away. Don't let it go. Cling on to it, hold on to it, love it, pray about it. That experience God gave you of Christ this Christmas was meant for you personally. Secondly, the shepherds announced. I want to refer back to the Ben Breedlove clip that we saw at the beginning. What many of you perhaps do not know is that Ben Breedlove died the night of Christmas. He was merely 18 years old. Before he died, the experience that he had, he did something with it. He did what young people do these days. He took it, put it on YouTube. Do you know all the national news networks played this on Christmas morning or the day after? That's how I picked it up. The shepherds had an experience, and they announced their experience to the rest of the world. Ben Breedlove had an experience, and he announced it to the whole world. Now, our experience that we had at Christmas, as I said, I don't know how simple or spectacular experience was. However, the question is, what are we going to do with our experience of Christ? What are we going to do with what God gave to us as a gift? What are we going to announce? Yes, Christmas is over, and then God gives us this new year so that we can take our experience of God and announce it, and doesn't matter how simple, how spectacular. That is the work of God. But your experience and mine, we must take it and make it known to the world around us. So God not only gives us the experience, God gives us a whole year ahead of us to take that experience and make something worthwhile out of it. Thirdly, Mary pondered, or Mary reflected. Finally, in this third point, we come back to Mary, the mother of God. She had her own experience of God, didn't she, at the Annunciation and in the 9 months after that? In fact, her experience of God was so intense that the church calls her the mother of God. That's how intense her experience was. Today's gospel tells us that Mary kept these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And I want to use Mary's action to help us move into the next year. Folks, do you remember at the beginning of Advent, I asked all of us, because this is the year of prayer for discipleship in our parish, I asked that we take 20 minutes aside to prepare for Christmas. I'll tell you, numerous people, not just a few, numerous people came and told me that those 20 minutes they spent in the presence of God in preparation for Christmas was the best thing they ever did. Not just one or two people, numerous people. Let us learn from Mary this new year. I wonder if this new year, with Mary, we too could take the time to reflect upon these things. Your experience, or every other new experience that God will give you. After all, we are still in the year of prayerful discipleship. How about we try to be a disciple like Mary was? How about we continue to take 20 minutes in the new year? Maybe that's the new year resolution we make. I'm going to take 20 minutes every day. Take time to focus on Scripture, to love God, to take my experience, to make it known, to announce it, to ponder it in my heart, however God leads you, to be like Mary, reflecting upon God's word for this entire year. I truly invite you to take that upon yourself. Take the readings from Scripture for the mass readings. Go to our website, etmss.org. Pick up the reading, reflect upon the reflection. So whatever way you want to pray, let not the year pass away without our experience of God being reflected upon and announced to the whole world. Very soon we will bring the bread and wine and place it on the altar. And like the shepherds, we will have the opportunity to do worship, to do homage. We will have the opportunity to have another experience of God. Truly, this is Jesus. Let's see, let's reflect, let's announce. The people of God said,
amen.